Hi there. The word for you today is, how much can God trust you with? Jesus said in Luke 16, verse 11, if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? You know, the truth is, we never really own anything. It's just a loan. It was God's property before we arrived, and He lent it to somebody else after we're gone. Our selfish culture says, if I don't own it, why should I take care of it? Those who understand God's will live by a higher standard than that. They say, because God owns it, I'll take even better care of it. In God's kingdom, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, and I quote, those who are trusted with something valuable must show that they are worthy of that trust. To illustrate this, Jesus told the story of a businessman who entrusted his wealth to his servants while he was away. When he returned, he evaluated and rewarded each of them accordingly. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your Father's happiness. When you make the most of what God has given you, He promises you three rewards spelt out in this parable Jesus just gave. Let's look at them. First, you'll be given commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant. Next, you'll receive promotion. I will put you in charge of many things. Finally, you'll be honored with a celebration. Come and share your Master's happiness. Well, for many of us, money is the greatest test of all, isn't it? And Jesus addresses this. He knows us so well. He says, if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? There's a direct correlation between how you use your money and the quality of your life. So the question is, and I want you to think about this carefully, could the way you're handling your money be preventing God from blessing you with more of it?